This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Got a quick update before we go on with Gwyneth. There's a YouTube channel. And it's called the Ron Gibson Channel. And Ron Gibson is an instructor at USA Prepares. He holds the title of instructor. He's been on the air with me. And he grabs the broadcast, downloads it every day, strips out the commercials, and posts it on the Ron Gibson Channel on YouTube. There are three broadcasts that he would post every day, Monday through Friday. One of them was Alex Jones. Another was What Really Happened with Michael Rivero. And then the third one was USA Prepares. The reason he did that, he just did it. He didn't seek any fame or fortune. He just decided that those were three broadcasts that he happened to like. He created a channel and he posted them for years. And I wanted to meet Ron Gibson, so when I was on the East Coast, in the Carolinas, I had lunch with him. Wonderful person. Well, Alex Jones was removed from YouTube, so Ron Gibson can no longer post Alex Jones broadcasts. So that left two of us, Mike Rivero and USA Prepares. Well, on Friday, Mike Rivero ended his broadcast and has not been back on the air this week for Monday nor Tuesday. And I happened to be looking at the Ron Gibson channel, and I saw a whole bunch of comments under USA Prepares asking what happened to Mike Rivero. So I called Republic Broadcasting because Mike Rivero's broadcast originates on another network, Republic Broadcasting Network, not Genesis Communications Network. And I talked to Julie, the secretary, and Julie knows me. And I asked what's happening with Mike Rivero. And she does not know. So what normally happens with broadcasting is that we, on our end of the microphone, will connect with the radio network, as I did this morning with GCN. Typically at the top of the hour, we connect and off we go. We're on the air like a minute or two or three later. So what we know from Republic Broadcasting Network is, as of this morning, a few minutes ago, is that they don't know. They don't know what happened to Mike Rivero, if anything. It could be just a telecommunications failure because Mike broadcasts out of his home in Hawaii, United States. It could be some other anomaly. It could be a power outage. It could be a family situation. We don't know what it is. So I'm not here to have anyone panic. I'm just saying I think it's my responsibility to share with you what I know. Mike Rivero is a USA Prepares instructor. He's a friend of ours. He's a broadcaster in the alternative movement. He's a great guy. So that's all I know at this point. I'm going to call back Republic Broadcasting around just after 3 o'clock today, Central Time, which is when Mike Rivero starts his broadcast. He broadcasts for 3 hours starting at 3 p.m. Central Time. And that's when I may be able to get some more information. So for those of you who have contacted us, I don't know anymore. I hope there's nothing but good news, and I will share with you what I learned tomorrow. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Vincent, how are you this morning? I hope Mike Rivero's all right, by the way.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and it may be nothing. I don't know. I literally, I don't know anything. All I know is that Mike Rivero has been absent from the Ron Gibson channel and absent from being live on Republic Broadcasting for yesterday and Monday. That's all I know. I have his phone number, but I don't think it's my place to call him. So I don't want to do that. You know, I could call him. I could call him right now, but I don't think I should. And I'd rather leave that up to John Stadtmiller and Republic Broadcasting.
Yeah.
And they can share the message, you know, whatever that message is. So, there's one other small announcement I'd like to make. I was scheduled to be on the air on Monday on Republic Broadcasting as a guest with John Stadtmiller and Steve Elkins. And I was not, and I mentioned that I might not be on the air. The last time, prior to that, I mentioned that I might not be on the air because if the sun is shining, I will be out making hay. And so for the last couple of days, Monday and Tuesday, from daybreak till dark, the Finelli family, all of us were out there on tractors cutting, raking, and baling hay. Our son likes to cut, and he has, in case you're wondering what kind of equipment we use, our son uses a Deutz, D-E-U-T-Z, it's a German tractor, DX4.70, that's the model number of the Deutz tractor. Mrs. Finelli likes to use an International Harvester Model 385 tractor, and I like to use a John Deere Model 2950. Tractor. So if you want to look them up and see what antique tractors look like, those are the tractors that we use. So I mentioned that I would be discussing on John Stadtmiller's broadcast the hydraulic fluid failures, the huge fraud against the American farmer, perpetrated allegedly by Citgo, Orscheln, and other resellers of these yellow bucket hydraulic fluids, causing enormous amounts of wear, failures of all kinds. And I'm going to be doing a special, it looks like, on John Stadtmiller's broadcast next Monday. Next Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. 6 p.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting. And you'll hear the whole story about who, what, when, where, why, and how bad it is on that broadcast. So, Gwyneth, what's happened is that Citgo, owned by the state of Venezuela, has manufactured a tractor hydraulic fluid that doesn't meet any of the claims on the container, the 5-gallon bucket. It's absent the additives. It does not meet the viscosity, and it causes all kinds of problems with your tractor. And I can tell you that yesterday, we flushed out the fluid out of the tractor that I was using, the John Deere 2950, removed all that junk fluid, mislabeled, fraudulently labeled fluid that was supposed to meet John Deere specifications that it did not meet. And I replaced it with another fluid, and this was a real expensive process, class. We bought thousands of dollars worth of lubricants to replace bad lubricants. And we flushed out all the fluid, put in new hydraulic filters, took out 15 gallons of fluid out of one of the tractors, and I got to tell you, it runs cooler. The hydraulics work perfectly. Absolute flawless steering. You know, we used to have hydraulic fluid leaks. They went from leaks to barely leaking. Unbelievable difference. More horsepower, more torque, more performance. The tractor ran cooler. It was delightful. It was like getting a tune-up.
Well,
shame on Orscheln for selling defective, fraudulently labeled fluids that have damaged tractors, bulldozers, backhoes, road equipment, logging equipment, everything you can think of that uses hydraulics. If you put this yellow bucket 303 called premium 303 fluid in it, you've probably damaged your equipment. It has sludge in it. It's the worst fraud I believe ever perpetrated on the American farmer, and I believe the damage is in the billions with a B. So that's Monday. We'll talk about that with John Statmiller. Any comments, questions, concerns, Gwyneth, before we go into today's class?
I can say is you mentioned that Citgo is owned by the government of Venezuela. I guess that's what happens when you put something like that in the care of socialists and communists. That nothing that they ever do seems to work. You know? They can't manage their way out of a paper bag. Everything that they, you know, every industry that they seem to found, with only a very few exceptions, they flounder. They can't manage a workforce. They can't do anything. You know, everything that they make is just junk. And just everything that comes out of China is the same.
Okay,
another example, communist country. They can't make anything. They can't manage anything.
Hmm.
With only very, very few exceptions.
Since you mentioned the Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists, do you have a black USA Prepares coffee mug?
You know something? Those coffee mugs were really, really great. But I've got a son, and he's kind of clumsy. And one by one, they suffered unfortunate fates.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you have seen them. You know what they're like, right?
I have, yep.
Okay, since you mentioned the Chi-Coms, I wanted to tell you what I learned this morning. So I was making a cup of coffee. And I have, I bought two sets of them. I don't have very many left, and I decided to keep them for our family. I've given all of them away to instructors and people I like. And here's what I found out. So I bought the first set, and they're okay. And I bought the second set. I bought, I think, about 500 each time. And they look the same. They have the same artwork on them. And I just ordered them from the same company. Same salesperson, same everything. And I noticed that the second set is a little bit smaller. Wow. These guys, I mean, this is what dealing with the Chinese are like in terms of manufacturing. They can't leave it alone. They can't get a product and leave it alone. They have to make it thinner, cheaper somehow. So this morning I decided to weigh two empty cups, first lot and the second lot. The first lot, now these are standard coffee mugs, like you would see at a specialty shop or a gift shop. And they might have something, you know, like Myrtle Beach or Emerald Isle or something like that on them. Well, ours are black, which is kind of rare, and they say USA Prepares in white. They're really neat looking. They say GCN on the other side. Anyway, the first set weighed 1 pound. The second set, 0.8 pound. They figured out how to make 12 cups with the materials out of 10. The Chi-Coms. We'll be right back.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're being fleeced at every turn. Everywhere we go, thinner. Lower quality, shorter lifespan, inferior in just about every respect, except increases in cost. Gwyneth Isaacs, what do you have for us today?
What I would like to discuss is this Ebola outbreak that, is happening. And the fact that on the Alex Jones show, on Monday, he reported that since the previous Tuesday, that 300 to 400 people a day had been crossing the border from Mexico into the United States. But these people came from Angola and Congo, and when they were getting French speakers in to translate for these people, they were saying that they were, and also people were going up to these people with, their cell phones with Google Translate, and they were asking them, where do you come from? What are you doing here? And they were saying, we are from the Congo, and we are fleeing Ebola. And these people were saying that they had family members and friends who had Ebola, and that they were terrified and that they were fleeing for their lives. They were fleeing at San Antonio in Texas, okay? And this is a cause of extreme concern because this has happened before on this earth. And if you know history, you might know the story of how the bubonic plague spread around Europe back in the day. The bubonic plague was a disease that was every bit as terrifying as Ebola. And, with Ebola, it's a terrible, terrible illness. What it does, it's called a viral hemorrhagic fever. And what that means is you develop a high fever, and your blood begins to rot inside your body. Okay? I should have warned people. There's going to be a certain degree of gore in this broadcast. So if you have a sensitive stomach, it might pay to tune out, but this is vital, vital information. Okay? If you get somebody who develops bruises, black and blue bruises all over their body with a high fever, then you need to really, really be very concerned about them. They need urgent medical attention because it's going to be one of two diseases. It's going to be either bubonic plague or viral hemorrhagic fever, which is Ebola. Okay, and both of them have a high mortality rate, and both of them are highly contagious. And both of them, you're going to see outbreaks of them in the United States. So you need to really, really contact some people if you see people having these symptoms. The difference with Ebola, what makes it different from bubonic plague, is with bubonic plague, the person bleeds internally, and like Ebola, their blood rots on the inside of them, and then they die after, maybe, 5 to 7 days. But with Ebola, the person bleeds from every hole in their body, every orifice in their body. So their eyes, their nose, their mouth, their private parts, even in the end, their skin pores. And they almost inevitably die. It has something like a 90 to 95% mortality rate. And even where people survive Ebola, they're never, ever, ever as well ever again, just about. And they normally die of something, some other infection shortly afterwards. Anyway, I can hear the music. I'd like to continue this discussion afterwards.
Yes.
Because this is extremely important.
Okay, hold that thought.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word from Capitol Hill is the bill to permanently extend the expiring 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has the votes to make its way through Congress. Yesterday, sick 9/11 responders, an advocate and comedian John Stewart testified at a hearing urging lawmakers to approve the extension. Stewart was angry that more lawmakers were there at the hearing.
Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
A second person now in custody in the Dominican Republic following Sunday's shooting of Red Sox legend David Ortiz. The suspect, whose name's not been released, apparently the believed trigger man in the shooting. Another man is accused of driving him to the bar where the shooting occurred on a motorcycle. He was apprehended right after the shooting. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about Ebola, E-B-O-L-A. And Ebola is named after the Ebola River that runs through the Democratic Republic of Congo. And it is a really frightening disease. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. The other thing to realize about Ebola, which is perhaps the most frightening thing about it, is it's highly contagious. Okay. All the body fluids that are emitted by the Ebola patient are highly contagious. If you get any of the body fluids on you, that includes blood, sweat, urine, feces, even droplets from the nose, even because, you know, in the early stages of Ebola, the person can sneeze, okay? If those droplets get on you, then you're pretty well going to develop Ebola. It is really, really one of the most contagious diseases that has ever been come across. It's terrifying. The only thing that I could ever compare it to is if anyone has ever read the Stephen King novel, The Stand, okay? That is the only book that I could possibly compare what an Ebola outbreak in America would look like, especially if it got into a major city. If you come across somebody with Ebola, you just need to, or if you suspect that they have Ebola, or if you find somebody and you that comes from Angola or Congo or Africa, and they have a fever, then you need to just get as far away from them as quickly as possible. Okay, that's the only advice that I can give. There's no treatment for it. There's no medication that has been found for it. And, you know, the doctors and the nurses that put hazmat suits on to treat the patients who have Ebola, those hazmat suits don't always protect them. That's how contagious this thing is. It's absolutely terrifying. It's actually worse, in my opinion. It's worse than what the mystery disease that came out in Stephen King's novel, The Stand. And it got made into a movie. The movie's like, I don't know how many hours long, 8 hours long, 10 hours long. Of course, Stephen King, if anyone's familiar with his books, they tend to be 2 or 3 inches thick. And this one's no exception. It's about, like, I'd say 800 to 1,000 pages. But if you can sit down and read it, it is a textbook on what this sort of outbreak would look like, and its after effects. And the thing is, there's there's 300 to 400 people a day at the moment pouring across the border from Mexico into the United States at San Antonio alone. That's not even counting any of the other border crossing points. I don't have any information on how many people are coming across on those border crossing points. For sure. I mean, these people in their question, they say that they have been in contact with people with Ebola within the last month. They have had friends and family members die of Ebola in the last month when they were in the Congo. That's why they fled. And, you know, the absolutely insane thing is they are getting put onto buses and they are getting transported God only knows where. We don't know where they're going. They could be going anywhere in the continental United States or even Canada. You know, everybody in North America should be on absolute high alert for any Africans suddenly appearing in their community off of buses. They need to, this is not racist, this is just reality. These people have been in contact with one of the most contagious, terrifying diseases on earth. And normally when Ebola gets into a town, it's only been by the grace of God that up until now, it's been in little out-of-the-way villages of maybe between 1,000 and 50,000 people. But when it gets into a village, it wipes out the village. It kills practically everybody in the village. and because it's so contagious, it is, you know, and the thought that this is happening is like, oh my gosh. And I'm just remembering what my friend told me. You know, I mentioned this on a previous broadcast that, you know, after the Australian elections, that every country town in Victoria would be filled with Africans. And I'm saying, oh, no, don't say it's coming here. You know, that was my thought when I actually had to sit down and think about it. And so it's a problem for us. And, you know, the really, really insane thing is Alex Jones actually had a clip that he had from, I think it was from the PBS, of this, you know, and it was obviously a propaganda piece, and it was this Congolese woman. She was, you know, all the blinker-blinker music going boom, boom, blah, 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 boom, 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 sort of music in the background, you know, of this film clip that's supposed to put you into a passive mode of mind. And this Congolese woman talking in English about how, oh, yes, there's new Congolese people have appeared in our community and we're helping to look after them. We're making them their special food so that they feel at home, blah, 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 blah. Don't you believe a word of it. These people have been in contact with one of the most terrifying diseases on earth, and it doesn't matter what skin color they have. This is like when the bubonic plague hit Europe and people were fleeing from village to village and from city and city, from town to town, carrying the plague with them. It's one of the most serious situations I think that the United States has ever faced. Vincent.
In January of 2019, there was a report about this epidemic of Ebola in Congo. And naturally, the government shut down the internet. And the reason that I believe they shut down the internet was to let fewer people be able to broadcast their views and what they see in the images in the video and the audio of what was really happening. So class, keep that in mind. You take for granted that the internet's going to be up except for those times when you can't watch Netflix because, you know, your local connection is down. But in times of serious epidemics, you can pretty much bet that the internet's going to go down, so you won't know how bad it is. So you can't tell your loved ones how bad it is. There'll be a news blackout on it. And that's what happened in Congo. Hard to believe, right? But that's the truth. And what Gwyneth said about the transmission. So Ebola can be contracted by animals.
I didn't know that.
Yes, bats. There are fruit bats that carry the virus. And animals such as fruit bats can carry it and shed it. Or they can release some of it through their feces and urine. And so these fruit bats may be in orchards. And they can release Ebola through their feces and urine as they fly around and when they stop to rest on the leaves and fruit. And all you have to do is touch it or eat it, and within 2 to 21 days, your symptoms will appear. Well, it incubates for 2 to 21 days, then the symptoms appear. So we have to be concerned about other things, too, like what else may be in contact with the fruit and the leaves. Could that be an animal that brushes up against it that someone eats? You know, some people eat monkeys. So if the monkeys go grab some fruit and gets Ebola, then you can get it. Do you remember the name, Gwyneth, Dr. Leonard Horowitz? Does that name ring a bell with you?
It does, but I can't quite remember what he was famous for, but I seem to remember I've heard his name somewhere.
Yes. Well, back in the late 1990s, he was giving seminars throughout the country, and he wrote a book called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Nature, accident, or intentional.
He's the Green Monkey Man.
He's the Green Monkey Man. He's the guy
that's figured it out. Right.
He's a Harvard-degreed dentist, and he has a master's degree in public health as well. And I had a discussion with him, Mrs. Finelli and I, and our children met with him, probably spoke with him for about a half an hour, just the Finellis and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And this was back around 1996 when his book first came out. I was at a convention and I found him. I wanted to meet him in person, so he's one of the people that I drove 2,200 miles across the country and back from Virginia to meet. And I wanted to see him say it, and I had some questions I wanted to ask him firsthand. This was way before I was a broadcaster. I was just some guy. So I stopped everything I was doing as a computer consultant and drove the family to the Midwest and met with him. And here's what he told me. That there were two tracks to create a disease of which there be no cure. And that's called AIDS. And the two tracks were with monkeys and chickens. And I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back and do a little bit more justice, and we have a little bit more time on the other side of this break. So I'll tell you about AIDS and Ebola, what he told me, and what you need to know. And you'll probably do what Gwyneth and I do. Stay away from people.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, what you're about to hear is going to be very disturbing, so you may want to tune out. Well, I met Dr. Len Horowitz back in the late 1990s, and we talked one-on-one. Actually, Dr. Horowitz and Mrs. Finelli and I, our children were there. And according to what I remember him telling me, AIDS and Ebola were designed by people to be kind of like a surgical strike tool, striking by direct contact. Now, that's by bodily fluids. So it's not something that would be wind-delivered. You'd have to have some kind of a contact. And it was ordered by the U.S. government, the construction, the making of AIDS and Ebola were, as I remember being told, ordered by the United States government to be a weapon. And where do the green monkeys come from? Well, the news told us back then that there was this terrible disease, and it came from monkeys. Well, actually it did. But the monkeys came from a company called Litton Bionetics. Litton Industries, Litton Bionetics. And those monkeys were used to create a disease that would be able to jump from monkey to humans. And there were two tracks. One track, and these tracks were in competition with each other, like who could make the baddest virus first. One track was with chickens. And the other track was with monkeys. And the idea was to get these diseases to jump, create them in monkeys and in chickens, and get them to jump to humans. I'm going to read something that I found on the internet. It's called War on WeThePeople.com. And it's titled The CIA and the Origin of AIDS. A report on the links between CIA MKUltra chief Michael Aquino and the origin of HIV/AIDS by Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Starts out to say, much neglected intelligence on child abuse links the CIA to the origin of HIV/AIDS. These matters of record implicate the CIA's MKUltra propaganda chief, Michael Aquino, and by extension, William Colby, John DeCamp, and Ted Gunderson, whose aides targeted the co-author of this report, HIV/AIDS expert Dr. Leonard Horowitz, for libel, defamation, and assassination. The CIA, according to the Washington Post, April 30, 2000, oversees disease agencies battling national security risks, including AIDS. The NCI, CDC, and National Institute for the Allergies and Infectious Diseases were all directed by the CIA. Dr. Leonard Horowitz's works include scientific publications regarding HIV/AIDS and a national bestseller detailing the man-made origin of the pandemic. It's called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. The author and filmmaker evidenced Nixon White House National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger ordered AIDS-like virus development in 1969 when directing William Colby, Michael Aquino, and John DeCamp during his tenure overseeing the CIA, FBI, and foreign policy under Vice President Nelson Rockefeller. Kissinger, government documents proved, ordered the development of AIDS-like Ebola viruses from America's leading biological weapons supplier at the time, Litton Bionetics. So what you just heard was that, according to Len Horowitz, AIDS and Ebola are man-made, or allegedly man-made. And, yes, they were developed, according to what he told me. The winner was the monkey path. And, yes, they came from green monkeys, but the green monkeys were provided by Litton Bionetics for experimentation.
So they were laboratory animals.
That's correct. That is correct. And so to make it all seem like what's going on, they released this terrible plague through vaccinations in New York and in California simultaneously. They injected people with AIDS and Ebola. Guess what? Here it is. Man-made. And as designed, there is no cure. No cure. It's about as bad as it gets, right?
Yeah.
We're about as dumb as could be. And it's surgically delivered, so these guys can stay away from people who might have it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.